We are on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara had asked, how do we know by Kochim that there's a halacha of Shluchay Shalodom Kamaisai? And the Gemara brought a drosha from Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said, Minayin sheshluchai shel adam kemoisai shenemar v'shochatu oisai kol kahal adas Yisrael bein harbayim v'chi kol hakol kulon shechtim, everyone is shechting a korban Pesach v'loyein sheichet elo echad elo mikan sheshluchai shel adam kemoisai, and through the shechites hashliach it's keilu v'shachetu aisei kol kal adas Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, Hanicha l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, who uses this pasuk to tell us this halacha that Shluchei Shalodom Kamaisa. Ela Rabbi Yonason, but according to Rabbi Yonason, the mapik lay lahaikha l'drosha acherine. Rabbi Yonason darshins something else from this pasuk. Minola. So how do we know, according to Rabbi Yonason, that we say by Kochim Shluchei Shalodom Kemoisa? What is Rabbi Yonason's drasha? Desanya, Rabbi Yonason Omer, Minayin Shekol Yisrael Kulam Yoitzim BePesach Echad. How do we know that Gans Klal Yisrael could be Yaitze with one Korban Pesach, which is Amira de Kechidish? That means if Gans Klal Yisrael has, they shecht one Korban Pesach, there is not a Kezayis L'chol Echad Ve'echad. And then the Chidish Akro is that Achila is not Ma'akev, the Mitzvah of Akrovas HaPesach, even though they're not roi la ochloi, but the yaitze mitzvah sakrove. Minayin shkol Yisrael kulam yaitzim bepesach echot. So Rashi says, nich l'Rabbi Yeshua de nafkelei shlichus de kochim mi v'shochtu aysoi. So I have a limud that shluchay shalodun kem aysoi by kochim. But according to Rabbi Yonis in bepesach echot, even though in one Korban Pesach there is not a Kezayis L'chol Echad, the Achila is not Ma'akev in the Mitzvah, Ela Zrikas Dam L'chudam Shenema. So he brought a raya, V'shochatu Oysoi Kol kahal adas Yisrael bein ha'aboyim, v'chikol hakol kulam sheichtem, v'loi einei sheichet ala echad, ala mikan shekol Yisrael yoitzim bepesach echad. So he darshens v'shochetu oisoi, they should shecht the korban. The korban shehu shel kol adas Yisrael. That's Rabbi Yonason's drasha. You shecht a korban which belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael. Mikan shekol Yisrael yoitzim bepesach echad. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yonason, shliach bekotchem menolei. So how do we know shluchay shel adam kemaisai? So the Gemara answers, Minei. Well, this pasuk, it also says, this is a second, good. I say pshat, korban shall kol kahal adas Yisrael. They shecht a korban which belongs to kol kahal adas Yisrael, but the v'shoch to oisoi, that all of them are shechting this korban, This is impossible, unless we say there's a locha of shluchay shalodim kemaisai. So minay, I'll learn out from here that shluchay shalodim kemaisai. So what's your problem? So the Gemara answers, v'dilme shani hosam de islay shutvis begabayu. Here it is different, because here the Shaychet is also a Shutef in the Kolben. So therefore, Dafka over here, I say Shluchei Shel Adam Kemaisai. But not all over. Saisona Perish Mul, he says that there's a tremendous difference if the Shaychet is a Bala Kolben also, or if the Shaychet is not a Bala Kolben. If the Shaychet is a Bala Kolben, so als Bala Kolben he has a Koyach Lishchait. The mitzvah Shchita is on the Bailim. So a Koyach Shchita he has als Bala Kolben. So the purpose of Shlichus is that the Shchita should help for someone else also. That means that what it is considered a Maise Shchita, that's Machshir de Kolben, that's because I have a Shchita Sabailim. We will assume that without Shchita Sabailim it's Apostle de Kolben. But here I have Shchita Sabailim. Because he's a Bala Kolben. The Kolben belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael. So here the Din Shliches is that it not only does it help for the Kolben, it helps for you also. But that there's a concept of Shliches that Yener Bechlal is not a Bala Kolben. No, the Mishaleach is Moiser Koyach to me that I should be capable of shechting this Kolben. This is a new concept in Shlichus, and this you can't see from this pasuk. V'dul mishani hosam dish lislo yishutfis bigabayu. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, minei min hamikro atzmoi. From this pasuk you can learn out Shlichus. The mikol mokoim echad mehem sheichtoi bishlichus. So one person is shechting for Gans Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says there it's different. This reishutves to shel kol hakolu. It belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael, including the Shaychet. Avos shliach ba'al maloi. Let us see Taisves. V'du meshani hosom v'isli shutves begabayu. So therefore the shliches helps perish. Avol l'shavya shliach to make a strange person a shliach. Heiched the leke shutfis, and he's not a shutef in the kolben, he's not a bala kolben. So I'm giving him the koyach through the minya shlichis to shecht my kolben. Minole, how do you know that there's a din shlichis in such a case? The ein loima, the ein ochinami. Maybe it's taka like that. What's the kasha? Maybe. When the shliach is not a bailim in the kolben, maybe the shchita will not help. Maybe we'll say like that. What's the kasha? So Taisa says it's zichanar emes. Das nam veperik ha'isha. Harei she'oma loy rabo itzei ushchoy tolai ha'pesach. A odain told an eved, shecht for me a kolben pesach. But then he forgot a very important yediyah. V'shochach ma oma loy rabbi. What did the Odin tell him? Gidi oitle. Now this is you have to know what kind of a behemoth the Odin wants. A gidi oitle is yikach gidi oitle. So he buys two kobonis. A gidi oitle v'yoyma. Im gidi oma li rabbi. So this is for my Odin. And tle sheli ugdi sheloi. Bimtla omali rabbi gdishali utle shaloi. Umidekomar tle shali ugdi shaloi. Mashme shein lo shutvis begdi. You can't be on two kobonis. So al kochach afilohochi shoichet gdi avu rabbi. He shechs the gdi avu rabbi. Alme de motzi lishav yishliach. So you see klo. That one can make a shliach by kolben pesach, apulahecha the less leishutvis begadbe, and that's the Gemara's kasha. So how do, according to Rabbi Yonison, that learns out from this posik, that a shliach shechs a Kolben that belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael, and he's also a Shutif in the Kolben. So how do you know that one can be a Shliach when he's not a Shutif? Maybe Davke, when he himself is a Bailam, and he has a Koyach Lishchoit, this Kolben Pesach, so then Mitzad in a Shlichis, he can help others also. How do you know that through the parsha of Shlichis he can get a koyach lishchay someone else's Kolben Pesach? The imtaima fektois v'samir dekekashe. The Gemara, so where we have a problem. The Gemara is, according to Rabbi Einison, how do we know that there's a parsha of Shlichis without Shutvis by Kolben Pesach? According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, the Gemara before brought a Rai, the Pasuk is coming to tell us, Shluchei Shalodim Kemoisai. The Gemara was not at all Ma'irel that there's no Rai from this Pasuk. Vektoisves Amai Loidochi Leel Nami, Dahid Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, Mairi, the Islei Shutvis Begabe. Why wasn't the Gemara Matre? You can't bring a raya from this pasuk. Shluchi shalom kemaisai. That is shubat. Could be the shliach is one of the bnei chabura. So memele. So therefore his shchita helps. But how do you know? Where does it say in the pasuk if he's not a ben chabura that shliach is kiddel? V'yeshloim. The Rabbi Yonis in the Mapik may haikra the Chol Yisrael Yoitzim bePesach Echad. According to Rabbi Yonis in the Kosova Achilas Psachim Loi Ma'akve. So the Pasuk is telling us, and this is the case of the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is telling us that you have a Kolben Pesach that belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael, including the Shaychet. It's good. If you shecht it, it's good. The kasava, Rabbi Yonison holds, achilas psochim loy ma'akve. Im kain, hay de koma echod shoychet l'kulam. So that, what it says, what Rabbi Yonison said, the pasuk is telling us, echod shoychet l'kulam, mayri de islay shutvis begave. It's what it's talking about, because the pasuk is speaking about, ak shachtu oisoi, Kolben Shehu Shel Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. The Kolben belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael, including the Sheichet. The Bochik Cho Mayri. Avol Rabbi Yeshua Ben Kolcho. But according to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Kolcho, Dama the Chol Yisrael and Yoitzim BePesach Echad. Kol Yisrael is not Yoitzim BePesach Echad. So it doesn't mean a Kolben, Veshachiko Oisai Kolben Shel Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, because in such a case you're not Yaitza, because it's not Roi L'Achila. So how many Kolbonis do you have to have? It's Olchveis. If it forgets Klal Yisrael that there should be a Kezayis for each Bala Kolben, let us say you need 200,000 Psoch. That is from a Mele. So if you have 200,000 Chaburis, you share 200,000 Psochim, so Memele, each Chabura will have a Kezayis. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. The fish etzarech b'chol echad yoichol Kezayis, im kein hay v'shofto oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael, rotzoloima. So what does that mean? There's 200,000 kobonis. The echad shoichet psochim harbe. One person is shechting many psochim. The Michat Pesach, Lekel Cholechot Kezai. So you have 200,000 Kobonis. Kemapik Shapir, Dehechet Deleke Shutvis, Tamotzi Shochet. Now, Toisvis is a little difficult to understand. The Mashoi is the Kasha. Toisvis asks, how the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shur ben Koch, he said, Veshochto Isoi Kol Kaladas Yisroel. Gans Klal Yisrael did not shecht it. There's one shaychet that shechted it. And so Shluchei Shalom Kamaisa. Shluchei Shalom Kamaisa. So Taisma says, the Pasuk means that you have 200,000 Kobonis, and one shaychet is shechting 200,000 Kobonis. He's not a shutev. So the Masha is, that shoot is 200,000 Kobonis, but maybe this 200,000 shochtim or a shechting, and each shechet is a ben chabure. I mean, how do you know that sicher one korban is no good? So there has to be 200,000 korbanos. So who says that one shechet is shechting for 200,000 korbanos? Maybe each chabure, they come with their own shechet, but lemaise it works, because isle shutfis begabayu. So the Taisvus Harosh says, he says as follows. He says that could be less mandapolik. That could very well be that the 200,000 shochtim are each one from the chabure. But if this is necessary, the pasuk should have told us that that's the case. I have a stomach because the pasuk was saysim. The pasuk says your 200,000 korbanos are being geshachten through not everyone is shachting. There's a shechet is shachting for each chabura. That's what the pasuk, and it's good. Now, if the pasuk wants to tell us, or if the pasuk holds that, listen, there's a knetch over here that the shechet has to be a ben chabura. So the pasuk should have mentioned it. The pasuk was saysim. The pasuk just told us is a din of shliches by shchitas ha-pesach, and the pasuk did not mention any other tnoyim that are necessary. Is mistimes lashon akroa? It would seem even though the shechet is not a member of the chabure, he could also shech. Let's go further in the Gemara. So, according to Rabbi Yonason, the pasuk is speaking about that the shochet is a shutef in the kolben. So we cannot learn out a din shliches when he's not a shutef in the kolben. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela mehoch. I learn now from a different pasuk. V'yikhu lehem ish sel lebeis oveis sel abayis. It says they should purchase sela beisovi sela bayis, and from here we learn how to din shlichus. So here I saw the Mishnas Halevi and the Teres Shmuel. They ask a kasha before we go further. The whole sugi over here wants to find out that by kochim there's a loche of shliches. We know already by gitten, by trume, by kochim. It's kodesh. How do you know there's a din shliches? So the first raya was from the shchitas ha-pesach, which is kochim, which is machshir the kolben. So Memela, so we see by Kodesh there's also a din of Shluchei Shalodim Kamaisa. But here the Gemara is bringing a raya from the acquisition of the Kolben. The Yikru Lahem is, we're purchasing a sale, a base of it for the whole Mishpacha. So what does this have to do with Kodesh? This is L'chaire, this is a Chayshe Mishpatike Halacha. So the Ateres Shmuel wants to say, we'll see in Tosfos, that this is not speaking about a poshutah possession of an animal. It's speaking about the possession is to become a Baal HaKolben, which is Noigeya Kochim. So this already also has Dinei Kodesh, and we can learn now from here that by Kochim we say Shluchei Shalodim Kemoisei. Now, it would seem that this pasuk is speaking about Yevayikru Lamisel Lebeis Ovois, that who is purchasing, who is the purchaser. It would seem the Pashtei the Kor speaking about that one of the family is purchasing Aser for the whole family, Lebeis Haba. So the Gemara asks, if that's Pashti the Kroh, so we're back where we started from. So in this Shlichis, he's also a Shutef Begabayu. He is also a Balakom. The Dilma Hosam Name the Islay Shutfis Begabayu. So how do you know when you don't have shutfis? So the Gemara says, Im kein trei kroi lomali. So two psukim to tell me the same aloche, that Islay shutfis begabayu shlichas helps by kochim. I don't need two psukim for that. Im hein lei inyen, laheche de shayach, tneyu inyen, laheche de loy shayach. So the posik is coming to tell us in Maina Inyan that even though he wouldn't be a Shutuf Begavoy, also there is a din of Shlichas. So that's the Makayan according to Rabbi Yonis. So the Gemara asks, your whole Limud is built on the assumption that the whole purpose of the Pasuk is to come to tell us Shlichas by Kochim, and I know there's a din shlichas by Kochim. So I'm saying, in main Indian, the Pasuk is coming to tell us a din shlichas afilu les lei shutfis begabayu. But Moses says, you know, this Pasuk is coming to tell me a different aloch in Gansen. This Pasuk is coming to tell us v'yikhu lehem ish, that the shliach, the purchaser, has to be a godel. Vikalham ish sella base of it. He has to be an ish. Ish zoiche. I'm a boiler of Rabbi Yitzchak. Domer Rabbi Yitzchak. Ish zoiche. Veloi hakotten zoiche. So it's not miyuta. The posik is coming to tell us, not to tell us a dine shlichas. Dine shlichas I know from the first posik. But it's coming to tell us a miyut. That a cotton cannot ish v'loy cotton. So the Gemara says, "Ahu may ish lefi ochloy nafke." The pasuk says as follows: "Vim yimat habayis miyos misem." If there are not enough sufficient people in the bayis which will be able to eat up the Korban Pesach. So you shouldn't purchase a Korban Pesach. One bayis alone should not purchase a Korban Pesach, because then you're running into the problem of Nisa. No, they should unite two mishpachis. V'lokachu ishchenoi hakorev al beisoi ben mirsas nefoshes. The minyan, the cheshben and the foshes, ish lefi ochloi tochoisei alaseh. And there you should have enough people that should be able to eat it. You should be nismane tismanun alaseh. So the Gemara somehow is saying that ish is coming to Mamayit Kotten. So, the way I understand, I think the Gemara understood the Ish is a Pirish on the Velokahu. Vimima Tabais Miyais Misa. Velokahu, he should purchase, Ushchena Kovel Abais Michsas Nefoshes. Ish, this is the menuyim and the Pesach should be anoshim, which are capable of eating the Korban Pesach. But it seems that the who is an ish also. So from here I know that a cotton cannot purchase. So I have a miyatan cotton from over here. So then I go back to my previous posik, and the previous posik is not coming to be mamayit cotton. Previous pasuk is coming to tell us in mainly inyan liyesh le shutfis begavei zafilo ein le shutfis begavei. There's also a din shlich. I think this is pshat in the Gemara. Ahu mi ish lefi ochloi nafke. This I can learn now from ish lefi ochloi. So memele. So from here I learn out a miut that a cotton cannot be zeiche, and from before learn out is a din shlichas. So the Gemara says, now that posik I need for gor and andere inyan. Pakati mi boilei de shoichtin es ha pesach al hayochid. This is the Chazal made a new drash on this pasuk. Ish, one person, lefi ochloi, if he's capable of eating a whole korban pesach, to chaisu, you should check the korban pesach. Chaisu is a lashon shechita al aseh. That you could shecht a korban pesach for a yachid. So the ish, we're not speaking about purchasing, if to be an ish to purchase a korban pesach for a group of people. No, it's coming to tell us you can shecht a korban pesach for an ish who's capable of eating the korban pesach. So we're back to the previous kasha. So it could be that the ish, bikulam ish sele beisavis, is not coming legufay to be marbe. Afilo ein lo yishutvus begave. No, it's coming to be memayit ktanim. That's the Gemara's kasha. Vakati mi boilei d'sheichtenes ha-pesach ala yochid. That's what the ish is coming to tell us. So the Gemara says, "Savolo keman diyoma in sheitnas haPesach ala yochid." It doesn't hold of this drash. So Mamelo, then the ish dasim is going on the velok achu. From here, yimamayit cotton. So then the yikvulam yisela beisavish is coming to tell us the din shlichus. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. So the Gemara says, "Ish zeicha v'loyla mishum dis leishutvis begavayu." It's the reason that it helps because it's leishutvis. U'dekamrit, you said im einoi inyan. You said that the pasuk is coming to tell us that I don't need a pasuk to tell me that he is shutvis. Because I have the first pasuk, so the pasuk is coming to tell us that without shutvis, inyan hu loy, I need that the pasuk is speaking about that he is shutvis, and that's the only case that shlichus helps. Why do I need this pasuk? Litzach lo lemutei kotn shein lo ikoyach likach b'shvil acherim liyoy zoyche lohem b'mekhoi. He is not capable of purchasing for them. So the Gemara says, "Vakati miboy leish lofi ochli tachaisu d'sheichnes haPesach ala yochid lo yiyatalon shlichus heichad lo yishayich." So again, so the previous pasuk will be speaking about to tell us cotton cannot purchase. Viklamise. So the Gemara says, "In sheichnes haPesach ala yochid." This Tana holds, Rabbi Yonason holds that in sheichnes haPesach ala yochid. Rav Yehuda Omra V'yalef Lo B'loy Suchal Lizboyech Es HaPesach Ba'achad. So he darshens B'yochid. You cannot check the Korban Pesach for Yochid. Let us see Taisves. Ish Zoyche V'ein Kotten Zoyche V'im Toima V'lom Likro. For Kaimelon, the ain yad le cotton. A cotton can't be zeicher for himself. Savadavis, he can't be zeicher for others. So why do you need a special miyat over here and schiye? Isamaz is a lav bar schiye. So, others ask Akasha, Taisus in many places says that by das acheres makne, a cotton does have a yad to be zeiche. So he's purchasing a kolben. See, so das acheres makne. So that's why he's a bar schi, and it tells us, but he can't be zeiche for others. That's a horror why Taisvis did not say, why didn't Taisvis say this terror? Taisvis lishitose. Al koponim, Taisvis has a kashe, and Taisvis is going for some reason without das acheres makne. So Taisi is a kasha. So if he can't be zeicha for himself, Avadavis, he can't be zeicha for others. So Taisi's answer is, Belagabi Pesach Itzterech. You're right. In any other Indian, I wouldn't need a Mia to tell us he can't be Zeicher for others because he's allowed Baschia for himself. But Kolben Pesach, the Salke Daitach, Hoyel, the Shayach, Bachilas Psochim. He is Abar Achille. Vitzorech Lehimonis Olov, the Siv Sela Boyis Afilukotten. So there's a din. If the bias is mechuyim in a korban pesach, which includes the ktanim shebe bias. So if the cotton has to be a monui, so al kochach in minui is a bailus in the korban, he has to be a bala korban. So al kochach, this bailus of a bala korban, a cotton could also be zeiche. Could be in hilchis, In Hilchis Chayshim Mishpat, the bailus that is needed, the Becholat Torah Kula in Kinyonim, could be a cotton as a lav barschia. But if there is a pasuk that says, sell a boyis, afilu cotton, so Memelis al Kochach, the pasuk is telling us that a cotton can become a bal hakobin. Even though ein yad le cotton, vein schia le cotton. This is a different type of bailus. But this that Terech Shmuel wanted to emphasize, it brings a right from this thesis, we rest akasha, we learn out from Kochim that Shluchi Shalom Kamoisai Vikrulam Ish Sela Beis Ovis. So he asked, this is Chayshim Mishpat, this is not Kochim. So he says, from this thesis we see this is not Chayshim Mishpat the Kabbalis, this is Kochim the Kabbalis. This is a bailus that a cotton cannot acquire for himself, but a balakobin he could become. So this is hilchis kochim, this is balakobin. Is eima aflacherim zoche, some a mele if he's a bal schie, to become a balakobin, which is muchach from the pasuk sela beis obeis. So I would think that he can be zeicher for others also. That's why I have a miyut ish v'loy kot. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ve'elo ha da omar rab gidul omar rab. Minayin sheshluchei shalodom kemoisoi. Shenema v'nosi echad, nosi echad mimate. There it speaks about Chalukas Ha'oretz, and from each Shevet, the Nasi was Zeiche B'Chalukas Ha'oretz for his Shevet. So Rav Gidl Omar Rav learned from this Pasuk Shluchei Shel Adam Kemoisei. So the Gemara says, typically, Shlichas Me'ochet. So the Ritve and the Ramban say that the Gemara's kasha is, why did Rav Gidl have to learn out from a new posik? We have limudim from before on shlichas. So why did Rav Gidl and Marav have to learn out from these new psukim, from a new posik on shlichas? Yeah. So the Gemara answers, the Tisbare, this limud of Rav Gidl is not a din of shliches. A shliches who? This is shliches. Boktanim lav b'nei shliches ninu. A kotten cannot be mamana shliach. So eloki hod. So Rav Gidl is learning out from this pasuk a different halacha. Eloki hod rove barafune, the omar rove barafune, omar Rav Gidl omar Rav. Minayin shezochin la'odom sheloi befonov. Here we learn a passion of zochin la'odom. Shenema, this is without a minuy of shlichis. This goes al zochin la'odom sheloi befonov. Shenema v'nosi echot, v'nosi nosi echot. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, the Nasi who was Zeicha for them, was he a Shliach of these Ktani? a cotton can make a shliach. The gabi b'shilach b'shilcha, the makor of shliches, that we learn out from Gerishin, ish ksiv, the parsha is speaking about an ish, a godol. Ki yikach ish umino yalfinen, the ein a cotton ois a shliach. So it can't be that Rav Gidol learns out from this posik a din shliches. Elohu lav lasu yishliach osa. Elo lezochin lo adam shaloi befon lavosa. That if it's a tzchus, he can, without a minuy of shliches, one can do for others. Diktanim shaloi befon of domi. Ktanim are equivalent, are similar to shaloi befon of. There's no minuy mitzad diktanim. Given the nachlas ha'oretz schus hi lohem, since this is a schus, oisa chalukosam, chaluk is the chaluke that the nesiyim made for each person in the shevet, including the ketanim, helped of the din of zochin lodom shaloi befon. Frek the Gemara, so you're telling me that this pasuk is telling us the halacha of zochin la'adam shaloi befanav. V'tisbara schusi, this chaluk is a schus, ochoi v'nami ike. And this chaluke could also be chayv to the ktanim. Dike de nechalei baha, blei nechalei bebike, bike de nechalei bebike, so if this pasuk is telling us and the halacha of zochin la'adam, you're telling me the makor of zochin la'adam, we learn out from here, that's dafke if it's a schus gomo here l'maise, it could be a tzad choyf, could be the neichel is not interested in the chelik that the Nasi took for him. So how does this work? So the Gemara says, no adarabe, ve'ele kiderove baravune, domarove baravune, marav gidol marav, that we learn nocha haloche from this pasuk. Minayin liyisoymim shebo lachloik benichsei abim, shebezdin mamidim lehem apetropis, lochoiv v'lischus. We learn out from this pasuk that there's a concept, according to Rashi, of to be zeiche for ktanim, bein leschus and bein lechayiv. So the Gemara asks, lochayiv amai, why should bezden be mamed apetropis lochayiv to the yisayimim? Ela lochayiv al menas liskayis. We'll see in Rashi exactly what this means. But that's Talmud Loima, v'nosiyecho, nosiyecho, mimata tikochu, that if the intent is schus, afilu al yidei asiyosam, they will come about choiv, it's also chal. Let us see Rashi. Ela kidrobe, kloima, we learn out from this posik, loy schus, shaloi befonav gredos ikalamishma minei ligdoilim. That's true. We learn it in Avzach Lodom shaloi befonav for gdoilim. Elahu yeinami deliktanim afilo choyva bo machmaschus. Afilo achoyve that can come about through this chus. Rashoim bezn las islam. Bezn is permitted. With an intent, liskois, his bezden can do pu'ulis that eventually could cause chayv. Ki yocha, the lezakoisam benachlabo, they want to be mizaka them with a nachle, va'af al pi shepomim shechaluk ezu chayvosam, will come out, that with the zoich and the nachle, there's a tzad chayv, dikadoi nechlo bechelek, shenofulay afilahochi layhadri bahu the chaluke is chal and you can't be oikah the chaluke. So the Gemara asks lochi v'amai ipshitalon sheyovi lechayvosam that this will bring about a tzad choyv, malonu lahamid apetropis lakach. So Maisha would be mamid apetropis, lochayv liyisayimim. So the Gemara says, alo lochayv almenas liskais. Ono namidai lodain ula'arev bishvilom lezakaisim ulanosam. We are meman and apetropis to be mishtadol in their schus. Vim yischayv ubedin. So that means if there are different stodim, and we're oimed b'mokim the yisayimim, and it comes out that the yisayimim will lose the din, tayrachay will come out, is masha also. Nasi yechad b'ochis chus v'chay v'kedamom dikedenechalei b'ochi kedamom. Zogt Taisves. Ela lochayim amenas lischais. The kosher frek Taisves, the oma, the peirik hanizokin, the ain, so here it says that there's a, we're allowed to make a lochayim amenas lischais, even though it can come out a chayv for the yisayimim. Then apetropis chashayim lochayim lischais benichse yisayimim. So you see that this is not permissible. V'yeshloima, the hosam mayri b'tviyas choyvois sheyesh l'acherim aleim. So here we don't mishsecharein. The bovade in reshoim, the shemela yitvum kishen gedoilim. Could be, if it will stall it, could be later, they'll b'chalal not be teveya these chayvis. So therefore, Bezdin at the present time does not mishrech harayim. Avol k'shehein toivin b'shvil ha'yisayimim. But if Bezdin is stepping in to be teveya achelik in the Yerushim, the tzeirech ha'yisayimim, ki hocha b'chalukye dekakos, dechi godli nami tzrichen lachlik behem. That means this inyan of being teveya chelik has to be taken care of. See, vade mamidin apetropis pekatnusim lochev amenas liskais. Zok the Gemara weiter, oma Rav Nachman oma Shmuel, yisoymim shebo lachloik benichsei abiyim, bezn madmidim lehem apetropis, uboirerim lehem chelik yof. That means Bezdin is Mamed Apetropsin and the Boyre for him. And later, when they become Gedoilim, they want to protest on this Chalukah, they can protest Yechaylam Limchais. V'Rav Nachman di day Oma im Migdilu Einam Yechaylam Limchais. No, it's finished already. For them, it's finished. And he says a reason, the imkain makoyach bezn yofen. That means, this is a psagalechta, bezn made a psak, and this would became the chelik of each yosim. And now later, we'll say the whole thing becomes bottle, we start from scratch. No. There is a concept of makoyach bezn yofen. That is what Rav Nachman says. Frech de Gemore, mi Yisrael Rav Nachman im keima koyach bezn yofe. Rav Nachman taka holds that we have to support the psak of Bezdin, and we will not change it later, even though the Yisayimim Amoyche, Vosnan, we learned a similar case, which is also a machloikis of makoyach bezn yofe. We learned as follows, Shum hadayonim. The Dayanim were shom, they evaluated a karke. The Leiva was not around. The Leiva was not interested in paying up his chayv. So Bezdin came into the case and they evaluated a karke of the Leiva. And they gave this to the Malve. And later we find out that the evaluation was not too accurate. Shepichsushtus, Ayhesirushtus, is Mechon Botel. So the time the Kama holds, the Mechon Botel. I mean, Bezdin made a mistake. His finished. It's a sixth, a toys in a nashtus. So mechon bottle. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, mechon kain. No, Bezdin said a psak, we have to, v'omar Shimon ben Gamliel, why is it that way? Im kaim akoich Bezdin yofet. We can't be mevatel a psak Bezdin. V'omar Rav Huna b'achinin v'omar Rav Nachman, halachi k'divrei chachomim. So here we see Rav Nachman does not hold of this concept makoyach bezn yofet. We see that it wasn't the right thing to do, so we'll be oike the psak. And here, when it comes to the macho of the yisoymim, here Rav Nachman said that they ain't chayl unchayz makoyach bezn yofet. So the Gemara says loikash. There's a big chilek. In the case of Rav Shimon Gamliel, Bezdin Taka made a toys. Neila Maisa, there was not a proper evaluation. So Memele, so here Rav Nachman knows, so here we don't say Makoyach Bezdin Yofi. If they made a toys, we have to be Oiker, the psak that they had made. But over here, they did not make a toys. They were Beira Chalokim, and later the Yisoymim are Moiche. So here we will say Makoich Bezniyov. Frek the Gemore Ideloi To Ma Yecholim Limchais. So what are they Moiche? What are the Yisoymim Moiche about? So the Gemore says Yecholim Limchais Beruchais. The Yisoymim are coming with a legitimate taina of Macho Beruches, but on this, there's a Taina Makoyach Bezdin Yofet. Now let us see Rashi. Uboyrin loy chelik yofet, lochol echod, yofet leze, v'yofet leze. For each one, shumad yomnim, sheshomu nifse loyve lemalve, they evaluated how much the nifse loyve were worth, shaloy bifnei loyve, the loyve was not around, oy shalem midatoy, Bishum Dole Havetzai is Dine. The Gemara says, Hode Pichishtu Sai Heisel, there's a toy. So there Rav Nachman doesn't hold Makoich Bezdin Yofet. Over here, we're speaking about the Moiche Beruchais. Mi she nofa loi chelik bedorim. Oima noyech li chelik bedzofim. So Heisel loi Sham sodes muchala shenaf lalai mi'imai. The reason for the macha is because they prefer this soda because naf lalai, because it's next to another soda of his that he had yashened. So that is why they want to be moichem. Let us just see one taisvis. Yusaymim shebo. Ayma rabbeinu tam. Now this aloche bezn mamidin lamapetropis, so it says a hakdome that the yisaimim came to bezn and requested that bezn should take care of the yerusha. I'm Rabbeinu Tam. The davke shabo, they requested it from bezn, so then bezn gets involved. Avol im hoya echad moiche. One of them says, no, there's a man, ein lahamed apetropes lachlik bal kocham. Imechalukes ha'oretz, ein lahavi raye, shahoyu, so he starts off shebo, there was a request from all of them. Chalukes ha'oretz, ein lahavi raye, shahoyu sham kame yoinki shedayim, that there was no request from them. Vishani hosum shahoyapi adibo, vorim vetumim, there was a different type of chalukah, but this din, it seems, need both. Umi ukosh, v'hod oma perik amon l'kayin godo, kabi koyin shemeis, a koyin died, v'niach isha muberes v'abodim. He left over an isha muberes, and he left over abodim knanim. V'koma hosom schorim, if he left over other sons, yoichlu. So the abodim, there's a big problem. Let us just explain the problem for a minute. The problem is that will the Avodim eat Truma, yes or no? So the Avodim who belong to the Zecharim, the other sons, can say eat Truma, no shayla about it. And that's very convenient because Truma is a cheap commodity. It's not, you can get it, it's sold as a cheap price, so giving the Avodim Truma is a very good investment. Now we have here a shayla, but the wife is Muberes. Now if she's Muberes from a Zohar, she's also a Yerish, and he can be Machu. Yolid Machu, Sheni Yolid Einei Machu. So the shayla is, so I don't know which Eved will belong to him, which Eved belongs to the other brothers. So L'cheira, no one should eat. V'kamarasam Shcharim Yechlo. V'im Yishum Chelek Ha'uba. Hi, what with the Chelek Ha'uba? That Perish, the Shema Yimtzu Bo Zohar. If the Uba's in the cave, there's no problem. So the Abonim only belong to the born Shcharim. Shema Yimtzu Bo Zohar. V'kamlon Yolod Machu Shem Yodayni Machu. Avdinelu takante kerav Nachman. Amarav Nachman, Mashmu, Yisayim Shpol Lachlit, V'nichsi Yisayim, and Bezim Amidlam Apotropis. Mikol Mokim Shamina Mehosam, V'atma Gav She'echot Kotten B'yoysa. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam said, She'bo, you need a request from all the recipients, from all the Yisayim, the one Bezim, to get involved in the Chalukah. So there, well, the Uba didn't come. Hashem Yeshlam Dosim Takonehi Lo Uba. It's not Meikar Adin, but this is L'Toya Losoi. Shem Yis'ala Chelkoi Bekach, Shavodim Oichlam Betrume, Lefi Shatrume Bezoil. So the Avodim are worth more if they can be given Trume to eat. So they're worth more. The you have Avodim with a cheap oifen of feeding them. So Mamela, the Chelik of the Uba, which will not be in the Avodim, is worth more, because the Avodim are worth more, so it's a special takon. You don't have the bow, but moiche you also don't have.